And so then what happened is once that occurred, and you gave no relief, there was no place to go but down, 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 down. Now, his partner, you were, we didn't mean to cut you off. We were just trying to make sure you had something significant to say. His partner, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, his partner, Maggie, she's on the remake, I'm pretty sure. She's making an effort to give in to Bob.
She's doing good because she sees how ridiculous his nomenclature. See, he had a binomial nomenclature that was applied to nothing. So therefore, he had two faces that no one recognized. And then when he didn't embrace you or spurned you, it was over. He had every chance. He had every opportunity. There was nothing to say. You didn't like him necessarily, but you'd let him come back, and you'd even give him space. You'd let him talk. You'd let him talk his way in or out of heaven. You'd let him engage us. You'd let it go all the way through. You got no bias. I mean, you hate everybody. You don't care. You're not prejudiced. You hate everybody. So the point is there's no reason that he should not have been able to affirm, castigate, or deny his morbidity. He could have brought that to us. We'd have helped with him. We even fuck with Dave. We're not mad. We'll deal with Dave. It's all right with us. That's water me wells. That's water me wells, Dave, by the way. Just in case anybody's interested.
Oh, not Dave Worster. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Just in case anybody matters. He can live. Right here, right now. But, see what you do.
Okay.
We're not mad.
And I can play this.
Play it.
Yeah.
Play it. We dare you. Play it.
Were there many Antifa among the Trump protesters on January 6th in the Capitol building?
Oh, yes. Everything about it that was arrested, not one of them had a parlor account. They were all on Facebook. That's where they got their wordy words.
So a lot of these are Antifa people on Facebook, and a lot of them got caught and arrested.
Yep. And then, but they don't talk about that, but they ask the question of how many of them had a parlor account. Not one of them did. They all got their hookups from Facebook.
Yes. Now, there's footage of these Antifa-looking guys dressed in black going down the stairwell and exiting the building. And the first guy has a pouch in front of him. There's a lot of stuff in a bag. Was he one of the guys who was carrying the laptops that they stole?
No. They went through the basement. They went through the basement of the executive building. There's tunnels and tunnels underneath that at every level. So you go to the basements of the executive branch. It goes all the way to the Watergate Hotel, Bob. You know, if you see it from the distance, it'll reach all the way over to the Watergate Hotel.
That's part of the network that we talk about that came out of the Smithsonian.
Yeah, that the network we talk about that we don't talk about. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. And
You're so damn clever. Yeah, that's the network we don't talk about that we talk about that we don't talk about. That's the one we don't talk about. We're not going to talk about one. Well, we might as well not talk about that one, right?
Right, and we can play this.
You keep asking that, but you're going to do it anyway, so do it. Hurry up. Let's go.
Okay. I have here, did the CIA kill Antonin Scalia?
Yes, Bob. You know that. We did that a long time ago at the hunting club. It's kind of like Dick Cheney when he shot his friend in the face. On accident.
Right. Did that person die?
I didn't mean to. Yeah. He did.
So the guy didn't survive it. It wasn't an accident.
No. Well, it was an accident. He didn't mean to shoot him in the face. He just meant him to die.
And did he die and it wasn't reported?
Was not reported, no.
Okay.
Stop changing the subject. We're talking about Trump. We're not talking about Cheney. Liz Cheney's going to get her shit. She's going to get her comeuppance. Don't worry about that.
I won't play that.
We got this. We got, no, yeah. You play it. Play it. Don't bother us. That bitch didn't bother talking her shit. Come on, honey. Raise your hand against Donald J. Trump and see how it works out for you. Don't say nothing. Do what you do. Do something. Say something. All right? Settle it. That's what you do. Where's Dennis Prager when you need it, Bob? Dennis Prager would tell you how to milk out the coconut.
Yeah, who's that? You don't mean Jeffrey Prager.
No, Dennis Prager. P-R-A-G-E-R.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's really smart. He's like you, Bob. He's really smart. I mean, he doesn't tell you he's smart.
Yeah. Dennis Prager, let's look that up.
Mm-hmm.
He has
don't
a show.
Look it up. Don't look it up. Keep going, Bob. You're running out of time. Let's go. The ice cream's
okay.
Here. Hurry up.
Okay, so the, there's this guy named Russell J. Gould, and he claims to be the Postmaster General of Earth, and he replaced the King of England. And so there's this video, Roger Horton, who goes through how this was created, the Postmaster General. So there's a lot of details. Is that, and it, he attributes to an old Masonic control secret bureaucracy. It's a metaphor of the sea. You're born in water. When you see the doctor, when the doctor receives you, you're docked. And then you're harbored in a maternity ward because you're a prisoner of this state because you haven't got your birth certificate yet. When you get your birth certificate, then you're a commercial entity and you spend your life being sold. So this guy, Russell J. Gould, he says he mailed himself through customs of all kinds of countries, including the Vatican, because he knew the proper way to talk.
Now, the reason he's trying to do this is because of the quantum bank, Bob. That's what you're trying to say, the quantum bank.
Yeah, they talk about the quantum bank. What's that? What's the quantum bank?
That's where all the money goes. The Louis DeJoy problem.
It's not the Maybank. That's just recorded.
No. That's different, Bob. They can't get to your shit. God damn.
Right, so the money goes, and he wants to get to where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get there?
No.
So there is a reality to the networks, the law of the sea versus the law of the land.
Lamb County, Bob, it's in Texas.
That's where the money goes?
Yeah.
And what money is that? It's not digital typing money, is it?
No. It's U.S. Highway 70 on Farm Road 1065 in northwestern Lamb County.
Mm-hmm.
Amherst.
And when... Amherst?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when did this money stop being created?
Stop being created? Well, it started being created in 1924, but it hadn't stopped yet, so it hadn't stopped. So it's 1924... You were just a boy then, weren't you, Bob? Up till lately. So we'll see how. We'll let you know when it ends.
What did people do with that money?
None of your goddamn business.
Okay. But it's irrelevant in the credit card world right now. But if the credit card world...
Credit card world's not money, Bob. Credit card's credit.
I know.
Not money. Well, you know, why would you ask that? Why would you say that, man?
No,
you know that.
When it disappears, it's cut off, then it's good to have paper money.
What paper money?
You know, the stuff that's in the Texas place.
Oh, you mean it's going to be like Bitcoin? Yeah, we wouldn't hold that.
And you wouldn't hold the paper money either.
No, we probably wouldn't. Now we tell Karen to hold some. Now listen, now we tell Karen she's got to give, she needs some money to give to the man who takes off the garbage. She gives him $100 to take off the garbage. We don't know why, but I guess it's that old mafioso when y'all are on City Island, they wouldn't take your trash out. So she gives him $100 to take her trash off. We don't know why, but I guess it's the old bag of pussy that they don't want to come. She didn't want to find a horse head in her driveway. Obvious. Obfuscation of the obvious. That might be a meme you can embrace, Bob. But you'll have to check with Croker and see how it applies.
Okay. So Russell J. Gould is talking a language that's valid, but I would call it a product of Gutenberg galaxy in the printing press. And it doesn't hold water in the electric age, in the age of digital typing.
Yeah. Lano Escotado. Mm-hmm.
That's a person?
Lano. That's a region. L-L-A, Texas. L-L-A-N-O, space. Capital. E-S-T-A. Is that too fast for you? C-A-D-O. Yeah. Lano Escotado.
That's where the money is hidden?
It's in the quantum banking system.
All right. Who is using the quantum banking system?
Several people, Bob.
Beg your pardon? Several? Several people. Did Russell J. Gould fail to find and connect with it?
Yeah, for 22 years.
Right, and he was a bit of a genius in figuring out there was such a system.
Ah, what the fuck? Then if that's true, then you're a goddamn genius, and we know better than that, don't we, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did, what books or something that you would read to find out about this grammar? Quantum grammar.
Yeah, that's good. Russell J. Gould's Knowledge, Quantum Postal Banking System, that's a good one. The New Global Banking Construct, then Postmaster Bank, another one. And then
okay, these are books also by him. These are books by
You can go to Major Kraken, who did the whole thing on the Quantum Global Banking System. That's on the global federal level. You can go to, pick something. Bob, there's a lot of them.
Is Major Kraken a person? Is Major Kraken a person?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
I'm talking about ancient texts. Are those?
That's Bearable Guy 123. It's the person. Major Kraken. Major Kraken is Bearable Guy 123.
Okay. So he wrote some books. Russell wrote some books, I think. So
yeah. David Wynn wrote some stuff that was fair, but they're all opinions. See, they're opinions.
Right, but is there a book from 200 years ago?
We don't do time. We don't know.
There are older books written about this system before Russell wrote his books, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, very good.
All right, hurry up, Bob. You're on the 4-hour run.
Yeah, we're pretty well finished. So Russell J. Gould goes around saying he is the Postmaster General of the Earth.
Yeah.
And so I think it was Linda watched it, and then I watched him talk, and I said, he sounds like me. And Linda laughs, and that's exactly what she thought. Then I realized later last night that, no, I'm the Postmaster General of non-physical.
Yeah, well, that's why what you're picking up on is the Millerite principles.
Yeah, you mean David Wynn Miller, his associate?
Millerite principles, yeah.
Yeah, David Wynn Miller.
Yeah, but that's where those principles are what validate that position. See?
Okay, so where did David get them from?
You.
Okay. Did David, was he murdered? Because he's no longer with us.
Yes, he is. He's with you. What are you talking about?
No, but was his physical murdered?
No.
He just faked his death.
Well, he's running the Global Monetary Fund and the United States to trade the world central banking system. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's Russell. I'm talking about David Wynn Miller, who they say has transitioned.
No, he's not transitioned. He's a goddamn, no, fuck no. He's up with Gene up in, with Hoboken, Wisconsin.
Is Ofenel involved in the processes that Russell, as he mailed himself through customs?
Fuck you. Fuck you, no comment. You're not getting... Why are you going to tie yourself into that bullshit? The big, next thing you're going to ask is QAnon wants to have relations with you, Bob. Yes, Bob, everybody wants to have relations with you. Yes, Bob, yes, QAnon. Come on, Bob, you can do better than that. Why are you going to get yourself so tangled up? You're going to get where nothing can goddamn protect you. What are you doing? Shake yourself and know you're God, you dark old fucker. Don't do it. Don't run. Run, Bob. Don't do it. You got this, Bob. You don't need all this vindicated validation. Please. You need something? What do you need? You need a sugar tit? We'll give you a sugar tit. I make you feel comfortable in your position. Well, why do you need constant validation of your vindicated validation? It's ridiculous.
I don't.
You keep pining for it, though, baby. I don't know. Iron bars do not a prison make, Bob, so you know.
Thank you. Okay, great session. Thanks for the inside look.
I'm so glad after 5 fucking hours you got 35 minutes of sound bites, aren't you, Bob?
It's only 4 hours.
It'll be 5 when you get the damn coffee enema done, so just say
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for the privilege.
You're welcome. Provided. News tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what the fallout is. You know what you know. Now you know what you didn't know. Now we're fixing to see what you know. There's a quiz there, right, Bob. Tell them all to behave themselves till better weather.
Yeah, and there always is a quiz. Okay, thank you very much.
Happy days.
Yes.
Two great songs, Bobby Darin and Bobby V, early 60s.
Bobby V.
In 67... Hey, listen to this. In 67, Zappa did an interview, and he said the teenagers were doing experimental stuff in the studios that was better than all the serious composers in Europe that Roxy went and studied under later. Stockhausen, those guys. But this music is great. Teen music.
What was Roxy under?
Drugs. She was a drug dealer for the...
That's
not true. Wrong by her sister. It was her sister, sorry, not her.
That bitch.
That fucking bitch. She dealt everything.
The only drugs I take are your compliments.
That's right, compliments.
That's enough.
Compliments. I like compliments. That's nice. That's a nice way to fit. It's a nice inflection. That's nice.
Okay, so Ian, Roxy drew my attention to Ed Long's output today. I hadn't been to the site. Incredible. The Russian government, the Netherlands, all these governments resigning. Now, are they part of the Trump exposure that's coming through Italy? Coming through Italy, and then all these governments, they got to get out of the hell out of there because they're going to get exposed. Or are they part of the Trump network that is now broken up and the Biden network's taken over?
Bob, you can go on and on and on and on. And Bob, you can go on and on and on and on and on. But before you go on and on and on, you got to make sure you understand, what are they resigning from? You say they're resigning. Resigning to what? Italy? What are they resigning from?
Well, from their government positions. So why are they being forced to resign?
Okay, your governments are resigning the government positions. I don't know how they do that, Bob.
No, they do it in headlines. En masse, the cabinet.
En masse. Everybody.
En masse, cabinet.
Not what?
Yeah. The ministers.
Oh, the people in the government. Yeah. We said that. That's the fall. Remember
oh, that's the result of China.
Russia,
you said China would be, said the fall of China would be the fall of man. That's what we're seeing? The fall of man governments?
Correct. Yeah,
wow.
That's no big deal. They weren't doing nothing. No way. So and hey, it's kind of like your Congress could never go back to Washington. You can congratulate them for doing a really great job. Motherfucker ain't even there. It's when they show up, it gets ugly. After that, it's when it goes south. And they start doing their lawyer in business.
It has a lot of good headlines. Business entrepreneur Luo Lili committed suicide by jumping out of a building with a five-month-old child. She was a close associate of Hillary Rodham Clinton. What's that about? What'd she do? Business entrepreneur.
Hey, it's like last call at the bar, Bob. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Estonia government collapses. So this is the Chinese world. Russian government resigns. Were they hooked into China? Kuwaiti government ministers resign en masse. Dutch Prime Minister Captain resigned. My God.
The mountain, and everybody's running around worried about what Beijing Biden is going to do, and the whole world is melting. You know, they're like the Wicked Witch not Glinda, the other one. I'm melting.
The Pasadena, California. The Wicked Witch of Pasadena, California.
Go to Bob.
What is it? Zinabob.blogspot.com and look at this front page.
Yeah,
it's finest thing. Take pictures of it. Italy government on verge of collapse.
Yeah.
Jesus, another one. Sweet Low Bangay. Donald Tober leaps to a death from Park Avenue. Knockdown Bob Rule. Jesus Christ. You see, Rossi, I told you I'd take over.
I may suck your dick, but I'm not going to swallow it and jump off the building. That's all about it.
DC Security, Sean Spicer. They're stopping every car trying to leave the city.
That's right. Can't leave. You got to stay for the... But they've got it really fixed up. I've never seen so much razor wire and so many fences. And so many barricades and all this kind of stuff for somebody that nobody's going to be allowed to go to the execution on the 20th. Nobody's allowed.
That Wednesday.
And they do that in the federal, but normally they do that in Terre Haute, Indiana, when they have an execution. But they're not doing it. They're in Washington. So I guess it's a new regime or something, I guess.
So is this the last holdout for China? The Biden, Beijing Biden, they're defending. Is the China network collapsed around the world? They're bunkering down at the inauguration, the Chinese network. Would you agree?
Well, but we don't understand what they're hunkering down. There's nobody going to be there but Biden. Biden, the Bible, and some babbling boobs. You go in the inauguration, Bob? You go and you and Carolyn go?
I'll definitely be there.
Y'all can have a front row seat. There's not going to be a crowd.
I'm a polite diplomat. I relate to everybody, all governments, following or rising.
Roxy, listen to him go on and on as he waxes and wanes. He just mad because he had to get his $4 trillion bet. Put Biden in there for a second. Terrible waste of that little man's life. It's ridiculous what y'all had to go through for $4 trillion. He gives it away and he goes through all, puts the country through hell, living hell over a few goddamn dollars. Yeah.
One drop of water,
rich man cried from hell.
Yes, you quoted that earlier. Go ahead, Biden.
They keep attacking Trump
bombshell.
Like
Biden bombshell, Roxanna.
Tron, is that Tron with Jeff Bridges or Lord?
That guy is not going to last a week there.
Who is? Yeah, a week. Will he last a week?
The Biden man.
What's wrong with Lloyd Bridges? Lloyd Bridges is okay.
This was, like you were talking at the beginning, you said that it's like a big irony that maybe if Biden dies or maybe there's some type of
accident.
Well, you gotta be careful. Yeah. You gotta be careful. You wanna be careful. You don't wanna martyr the motherfucker now. You have a, if you get that damn Daddy King, they got Martin Luther King Jr., they still got him martyred up. And he's pretty hot himself, so we don't wanna martyr him. You'll never hear the end of it if that's the case. Shit, they'll build buildings on him or something. We'll take down the Trump monument and put up the Biden bathhouse. It'd be pretty ugly.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope we're in Andromeda.
Nah, no, it's not quite that quick. That's true, but see, you gotta finish out. The reason that everybody's watching this and the reason everybody's upset and the reason everybody knows that it's over is because they know their only hope is China, and they now know China's going to fall. China's already falling. Please help me, I'm falling. See, they're falling, and there ain't nothing they can do because now it's a free fall or free for all. Isn't that like the free for all Baptist church? It's a free-for-all. The first church of the last minute of apostolic faith and doctrine. Yes, that's the one.
It is like a replay of the Nazi regime trying to control radio.
They're not trying to control
the Android meme.
They didn't try to do it. They controlled it. They didn't try to control it.
Yes.
They controlled it. So they didn't try to.
Yes, but
that's
the Nazis failed.
They only say what can be said. The meme only speaks itself. So it can only feed itself. And it's trying to convince itself that this is better. And that it worked out. And that this is better this way. And now you're not going to raise your voice. You're not going to say anything against Biden. You're not going to say anything against, you're not going to say, you know, if you don't like green eggs and ham, you'll not goddamn tell a soul or you will be removed from social media ecology. You're going to eat them green eggs and ham and you're going to be happy about it. You're going to eat them in a bus. You're going to eat them with Gus and you're going to eat them and there's not going to be any fuss. You're going to eat them green eggs and ham, whether your name is Sam or Ham or Damn. Doesn't make any difference. You're going to eat the green eggs and ham. See, that's what Schultz was trying to tell you. He's just fucking kraut, too. Green eggs and ham.
Did you say that's going to be said to Biden?
No, that's what y'all going to have to do. Y'all can't say you don't like green eggs and ham. You're not going to do that. They'll cut you off. They'll turn off your face. They're doing an about face on your facial book. And so now, you see, now you have the Politburo running the Politburo. So you don't need a government, solar or otherwise. Government don't have to do nothing, because if you can't get Drudge, if you can't see what Matt Drudge has to say, well, then you're not going to read anything. We'll just turn off words. We'll outlaw words. Oh, wait. That's what Germany tried to do, wasn't it? Tried to outlaw words. You can't say those words.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Lucidity.
The Nazis had this cancer culture. They burned a lot of books in a small
To be fair, some of them should have been burned. And there's a little bit cold. And they had a lot of them Wieners, the weenies. They had them Wieners, not a Wiener schnitzel, just the weenies and the marshmallow. What's a marshmallow in German? Do you know marshmallow in German?
It's the same.
I know. But we actually do know it. So the marshmallows, they had to roast the winnies and the marshmallows. So, see, that's where to go.
Yeah, the roasted marshmallows.
Well, they weren't going to tear down a perfectly good building to roast winnies. I mean, that's ridiculous. Then they had libraries full of these books written in Russian and foreign languages.
The Nazis tried to cancel a lot of authors, but they could not kill the ideas, and they are trying to cancel Trump in all social media, but that doesn't
not
work.
Just
it's
Trump.
Like the burning
not
of
just
the
Trump.
Books.
Not just Trump. Not just Trump. Trump is a non sequitur, and this goes. They're trying to stop this thing that beat them, and they know they're beat, and they're a little bit, they're sort of testy. They don't like it when you go against them. They don't like it when you say things that are not what they want said. They don't like it. They don't like it when you get on the TV and you prove that the people from Antifa was the one that had the Trump hats on that went into the White House trying to tear up shit. They don't like that. But now this becomes a summer of love, like when they tore up Portland. Now all of a sudden the bad guys is the good guys is the bad guys. And Bob's so giggling about his being a triple-dipple agent that he can't even tell if he's pitching or catching. He don't know if he's up or down or if or whatever a rabbit can do with stuff. He don't know. He don't know what that is. And he's getting paid pitching and catching. Pretty good. He's getting tired, though. He's getting tired keeping the show restraint. I've been saying this can hardly contain his enthusiasm, as a matter of fact. Pretty rugged.
And what about when the Jews says... Trust the plan. Which plan are they talking about?
Yeah. Bob's plan, of course.
What's the words? There were words there.
Trust the plan. Trust the plan.
The Qs say, trust the plan. So.
Okay.
Well, yes, because, I mean, they made all this fake, I mean, it all looks so fake. All these people look like they were wearing costumes, but it's great that somehow they thought they were going to do something bad for Trump, but at the end the computers were taken.
Yeah. Those damn computers.
So...
That Tate Buddy's a bitch, honey. Let me tell you, Tate Buddy ain't no joke, man. He'll fuck you up.
Yes, because at the end, who's really in control of that information? So is Trump,
Trump
making everything public?
As your mama.
Soon?
As your mama.
My mom says don't take the vaccine. That's what she says.
Well, you know, a lot of people are dying from it. They let that out. They leaked that out. They shouldn't do that. Everybody needs to take that vaccine so they can go on and be with Jesus. That way they can go be with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, they know two doctors that took it in Mexico and died.
Mm-hmm.
They must be shocked as they're dying. Duped.
Well,
it's the only way they could beat the corona is by dying. That's, by God, they showed corona that they was balls.
They were bodied.
Baldy,
Yes.
Not body, baldy.
I got it in between.
I see. Well, that happens sometimes.
Oh,
well, Bob's in
Bob's
in a mood. Listen to Bob. He's giddy as a schoolgirl. He's spent. Now, y'all better pay attention now, because y'all going to pay for this bitch. He spent 93 cents so far on his goddamn music that ain't none of it worth it. Well, them last two songs was okay, and he had no gaiters. He made no gaiters on. He got some colored music with the whole Happy Day and some of that kind of stuff. Some of the Negro spirituals, that's all right. You know, they were sort of spiritual. But he didn't play no Gator Brothers. No Gator. Vestal? Fuck Vestal. We don't know who Vestal is. We don't know. He put that all over in the Dylan column. So now Vestal and Dylan are going to get together and might make an album together. They might call it Apostrophe also.
That would be cool.
That's true. Could you see Vestal Goodman playing a two-cycle engine? That'd be a hootin' nanny, wouldn't it?
I'm sure she can.
With a nice leaf blower. They never used a lot of leaf blowers. That'd be nice. That's a nice solemn. It's a monotone pitch, you know. It's soothing. It's kind of nice. It's nice. Like auto tune. Like auto wash.
Is there anything we can do with the keys in the air?
Ninth gate. That's what you can do with the keys in the air. Through the ninth gate. What you doing? We told, do you know who Bert is?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yes.
The number
one. Number 87.
Number 87.
It was yours to lose. You used to be the favorite one. It's yours to lose. You used to be the pampered over one old pet rocks you on the little head, or I want a lover, bring me another lover, and then whatever you want, you got, and you throw it away.
Yes,
time and time again. So don't say nothing. You better be easy now. Don't you say nothing. You got what you wanted, and then you didn't want it. So, okay, good for that, good for that. Okay, but we told Bert that one. We told him, because he was asking some queries, trying to par up and pair up these conversations. You see? You ungrateful hussy, you. You ungrateful hussy. So we told him to watch the fifth season of the show called The Magicians. Okay. Now, it's a weirdo show, the series. You don't have to watch all five seasons. If you like it, okay, it's pretty slow. It ain't much fucking going on, and sometimes they just break out in spontaneous singing like glee, and they're doing bad magic with bad, power, and trying to find their power, and chasing gods, and finding a god, and trying to turn themselves into a god, going to other places, having different realities, having different things. Kinda like the fifth season goes through exactly this right here, the end of the world. Goes through every detail, and they get caught in what's called it loop, like Bob's Groundhog Day. They even go to this place called Neverett. The most ridiculous thing ever. How absolutely ridiculous that they have to actually say we're going to the land of Neverett. It's like, God damn, this is like, come on now, you guys can do better than that. That's like, oh, we didn't say J.R. Bob Dobbs with a little corn cob fucking pipe. Oh, we didn't say that. We didn't say lockdown Bob rule. We didn't say move the moon out of the way so you can see the moon behind it. We didn't say, it's just specifically a mess. Okay. And these different communities that are having time loops or, are different worlds that affects, because these layered conjunctions, now pay attention, you're not going to understand this now, but somebody, well, Bert will, so that's all that really matters, isn't it? the slip happens because what you do, the banshee effect or the banjo effect? No. The butternut squash effect? No. it's a Bloomingdale's effect. Oh, that's a basement. It's a Bergdorf Goodman effect. No. Come on, Bob. What's that effect?
I'm torturing Ion.
Torture! What was that about?
It's that Bob has to overcome that thing called the bastard effect. No. What is that word, Bob? The little fly butters, one of the little fly butters that go around where somebody fucks an alien in another country, it fucks everybody, or something flaps around, keeps off wagging their tongue.
You call that a plague.
If they wag their tongue, it goes around the world. It's the tongue that was heard around the world. No, they call it something else.
What was that about? I like that. Dallas 63, what was that about? That's good, Rocky.
Yeah. Dallas was in the 70s.
What was that about? How do you say, like a Canadian, about?
A boot. A Canadian, a boot.
A boot.
What was that?
A moose loose. Say it like this. A moose loose, a boot, a hoose. A moose loose, a boot, a hoose. Yeah, that. No, we're talking about the butterfly.
About that,
that's
that.
That's it. Butterfly. Butterfly effect. That's what.
Butterflies.
So with the,
jeez.
Yeah, butterflies. You know, Battenberg. You remember?
Chaos butterfly.
Butterfly effect. So the butterfly does something over there that affects the tide over here. Well, in worlds, in dimensions, that's why y'all should already be working on your OA movement, except for Bob. Fuck Bob. He ain't going to do nothing, so don't worry about Bob. He's not going to do it. He's not going to have it. He's not going to listen. He's not going to see anything about it.
He's
just going to say he did it. He's got a skeeter on his... He's got a skeeter on his tee-tees, what's wrong? That's why he's picking at his dick all the time. He has a skeeter on his tee-tees. So he's like a little, he'll have other apes come in sometimes and pick the nits out of his hair around his tee-tees because he's got little bugs that are itchy. He says
he's itchy,
so he's not a skeeter. Yeah. He's got a skeeter. Hey, Roxy, he's got a skeeter on his peter.
I don't know what that means, but it does.
So what happens is this butterfly effect can have an affect or an effect. We don't know which, we don't know how to apply the word. Here again, more ridiculous words, we don't know. That is changing everything in other worlds. So these running around doing shit, there's no place Biden can be to sit in president of the United States. So for that to happen, everything's gotta be upside down. Everything's got to go. It's a mess. This is ridiculous. So you're going to see this changed timeline. Potentially, it's going to be a solid mess. You see. So we're going to see. You're going to live it.
That's the butterfly effect.
No, it's overcoming the butterfly effect. Not only in this world, but in other worlds. Y'all like Thompson so goddamn much. Now you can live through some of it. For you.
But if we do the OA movement, is that part of this butterfly effect?
No, that's how you overcome it in your world. See, it won't stop the tidal wave, but it might raise you sea level high enough so that you don't drown. See, it don't help the world or the land or the country or the benefactors or the Davenports, but it might save you. You're the one you should be worried about, President.
So you said that I should say the 13 and the 11, and I did, and now which one should I?
Well, when you did that one, what happened? What happened? You're not doing this for your health,
baby. The gene came back.
You're not doing this. Okay, now there you go. Now do you want him back or no?
Yes and no.
See, that's what we already accused you of. That's what we already accused you of. See, that's good. Now we don't care about the distraction. If you like the extraction, with the extraction, does it cause an extraction? My goodness, he's pulling out now. That's no good. You can't be pulling out. That's terrible. Gotta go. That's on that Bob shit.
No, the thing is, I mean, what we see in the world is really. Serious, so it's like we need to be concentrated in what we
have
to
do.
What does
that
mean? Did you say scared? Scary?
No.
No, I'm not
serious.
Scared.
Serious, is what you said. Serious. Roxy!
I really see
Roxy.
There is like some type of dictatorship really
broken?
Already. We don't have
broken.
Any rights.
Oh, fuck
you don't have any rights.
You're torturing us now with her. Dylan was better than this. She
said,
Roxy said serious.
Yesterday
Bob,
I was walking with my mask down.
Damn. Yeah.
And the man
Roxy,
came to me.
Serious
and she shouted to me
right
like, put your mask!
Now.
Put your mask! Right! And then I'm like, if you're so scared, why don't you stay at your house? We're all stressed. Leave me alone. Like, and
what do you say to that?
He's going to hit me.
He's going to hit you.
I thought he was really going to hit me. He was like, put that mask right.
Oh, Jesus. As usual, Bob, no time like this. I don't have any of this type of experience.
What you should have said is I dissipated a fucking gin. What do you think I can do to you?
Yeah, tell him about your.
Well,
drinker.
I just looked at him like, and he went away. But yes, it's like what. What's going on?
Well, you know something is seriously, terribly, archaically into the world.
All right, something's gone. All right.
When Angela Merkel gets up in front of everybody and says, "Oh, I don't think you should ban Donald Trump from social media."
Yeah, something's funny there.
That ought to tell you something.
Yeah.
Well, everybody got scared because they said if they can cancel Trump, they can cancel everybody. So
they can. That's what we've been trying to tell y'all, numb nut motherfuckers, all of you. If you're sitting here loving up with a tech body, think you're gonna ride the tech body right across the finish line, and that tech body's gonna fuck you to death. And you're gonna wonder what happened. Y'all, you're gonna get it fucked.
How come I'm having so much fun? What's the problem here, people?
Cause you got
what
to
did
play,
I do?
You got to play 37 cents of Dylan, and that's all you
have. Yeah.
No, the problem is that they want to make a hard
lockdown. Had music.
Hearing
you could have had music
not that
one
bad.
Week. You could have had music 1 week after all that other happened. You went through all that bullshit. Because you played Dylan one too many times, so just keep making sure we're keeping check.
I enjoyed the break.
Hey,
I enjoyed the break.
We can, but you like to kill you non-physical because it couldn't go 29 hours straight fucking hard. This ain't a gym. You fucking hard. You can't have
well, then you suffered.
There's only three sentences to say. You say the three sentences, and then the other 30 hours is just filling a filler. So you got filler.
But in America, a lot of people
which America?
Praying for Trump and praying to
which America?
In the divided states of America.
Gee, did your homework,
it's like, which Roxy, which America? There are several Americas, darling. There's one America that says death to
in
America.
America, the histrionic,
hypochondriac,
and the historical.
Histrionic, hypochondriac.
In the USA,
USA.
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 Yeah.
Well, hypochondriac, historical.
When really, really rich people are trying to get across the wall, they're trying to break through the wall to move to Nicaragua. See, they're trying to go to a nice, safe place, like some of the Haitian refugees are trying to get back home now where it's better, where it's a better standard of living. Mm-hmm.
Trying to ride the
well,
tech
I was really impressed time. When I was in San Francisco to see the decadence in California.
The cadence. What's the cadence?
The decadence.
Dancing.
Yeah, the decadence by
Church. Decadence in San Francisco? Well, it's nothing. They
because I lived in America during the Reagan years, and it was the American
everything's
dream.
Everything's uphill. Everything's uphill in San Francisco. There's no downhill. Every up and down is all there is uphill. They've got it fixed, so it's an Escher. So you look and you go the straight down and straight up. Well, there's no down. There's only up. You start walking, the next thing you're going up. And you start walking, the next thing you're going up. And it's like little houses where they have fish. And they sell a lot of Chinese fish. And it's very weird, Chinese fish. And they don't got good chocolate. Garibaldi, Girardelli, Girigali, Billy Dolly, something bullshit. Salty chocolate. You want some salty cacao. That's kind of stupid. And then they run good sour, they serve sour bread. They run bread, they serve sour bread and call it something that is some big deal, sourdough. They got some sourdough. Well, if it's sourdough, god darn, this ain't no Kabuchi Festival. What is that kefir, kefi, kaffir? What do you, what is that nice, what is that rotten drink y'all drink, Bob?